Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, author, and speaker. Last week, or this week actually, has been such a revelation to me that I decided I needed to share with you. All my shows have to do with getting healthy now, and that has to do with a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And what I'm talking about today has to do with perceptions and how they affect our body and mind. So, 2 days ago, I received an envelope from my home country's government with information about my uncle's passing and that I am the sole heir. No, it's not about the few dollars, but it is about how I perceived everything when I read the information presented to me. See, it is listed that my biological mom is actually my uncle's half-sister, and that totally floored me. In my entire life, I never had any idea about it. So when I read that, I go, no way. Okay, who was doing what? What was going on? And I couldn't even help it. It just popped up. And then the first thought was, what did my grandfather do wrong? And the reason why I was thinking about that is, honestly, I was never really close to him. I never really saw much of him. We never had a really good connection. Then I said, well, maybe it wasn't him. What did my grandma do? She must have been devastated. But how did she act to this? What is going on? I just found out that my mom was almost 4 years older than my uncle. So she came first. Did my grandma have an affair? What was going on? Well, again, those were just perceptions and thoughts that started gnawing on me. And I was not too happy about being caught in that situation. So I started reflecting. And I realized that when I was 10 years old, I found out that my mom was actually my bonus mom and was not, is still my bonus mom, as my biological mom passed away when I was 10 months old. That cleared up the picture why all my siblings looked different from me. Oh, yeah. I mean, most of them were blonde-haired, except the baby brother was a brown-haired person, but all the others were blonde, and I'm brown, or was, till I got older. So I go, okay, they all look different, more like my bonus mom's side of the family. Now, the youngest one looks more like my side of the family. So I just really was pondering my thoughts and wondering what in the world was going on. Yet I knew it didn't really matter because I couldn't change anything. And I just found out from the government that I was the only survivor. So who would I want to ask about anything? And what could I do about it? So I decided there is only one person I want to ask one question about, and that was my daughter. She and my dad had a wonderful relationship, especially when she spent, at 9 years old, 1 year in Switzerland with my family. And he was her confidant besides somebody else. But when she needed help or support and nobody else was around, she always went to her grandpa. And so he loved her with all his heart. And he shared things with her that he never shared with me. Why? Good question. But actually, I think looking back at it, It's very simple. The answer is right there. He loved her with all his heart, and he knew she was his granddaughter because she was my daughter, and I was his daughter. However, she was removed another generation from his first wife, from the love of his life, from the person who gave birth to me. And so her being a little child, 9, 10 years old, asking those questions intrigued him, and he was more open and honest about it. And it seems like he communicated with my daughter, and he told her that my grandma was actually married before. That's when she had my mom. And then I think her husband passed or something, and she got remarried to my grandpa, and together they had my uncle. And that's where the 4 years difference was between mom and uncle. And that's where the whole story was. And there was absolutely nothing wrong with it. So why did I have those first perceptions, those first thoughts? Somebody must have done something wrong. It does not make any sense. Because I could feel my body tensing up. And my brain started working overtime trying to figure out something that did not even matter anymore because I couldn't change anything. And so yesterday, after I talked to my daughter and I found out what happened, and suddenly, my whole body relaxed, and I was so at peace, and my image of my grandfather changed so wonderfully from what did he do wrong to, oh my goodness, he took on my mom as his own child and raised her with as much love as he could. I mean, let me ask you, have you ever had anything like that? It does not have to do with people or whatever, but just situation where you first had a perception that was neither wrong nor right or correct. It was just so. That's what perceptions are. They are just what they are, perceptions. And we usually don't have much control over them. We can't do anything. It's just, okay, that's the way it is. Now let's move on. Have you ever had or experienced anything like that where you felt, looking back, that your body tightened up, that your mind started working overtime, that you actually literally felt your body and mind being affected by the way you perceive things? A daily thing is driving down the road and having somebody pull in front of you. There's a perception. Why did this person pull in front of me? Did he just want to TO me or PO me? Or did he not see me? Or why did he do that? Or why did you do that? Does it matter? What is the concept of driving? To be safe and sound and attentive and pay attention. And by doing all those things, we don't really need to fret over anything else. So why is this such an important lesson that I've learned over the last 2 days, from not knowing anything for decades to, oh my goodness, he was my mom's half-brother, now what? To who did wrong, when, where, what, and why? To, oh my. That was so totally awesome. Out of a tragedy of my grandma losing her first husband and having had a child by him, finding another husband who loved her enough to raise her child as his own and then have one of their own together. What a wonderful story that is. And I know for a fact that there are more situations like that that we can work with. So as I felt my attitude shift, as my perception changed, and instead of being frustrated about something that I cannot change, I was happy that it turned out the way it did. Please try to do that too. Again, perceptions are neither correct nor wrong. They are just so. Having shared this experience with you, it feels like I am so filled with thankfulness and gratitude right now, just because I was able to experience the difference in perception, in attitude, in posture, in everything that's going on. And I can honestly say I have a totally healthy mind and a healthy body right now, just because I was able to recognize, to experience that shift. And I wish the very same to you. Experience a positive shift in whatever it is. Remember, their perceptions are just so. They're neither right nor wrong. I have a little link there as a gift, which says creatingpower.com, and it has to do with perceptions. And it is quite wonderful reading and writing there. So I hope you're going to go there, check it out, and learn something from it. And enjoy this entire episode, just realizing you can have your perceptions, but no, they're neither correct nor wrong. They are just so. So having shared this, feeling fantastic myself, happy and healthy, and having given you a link for your gift, I want to close by saying, please contact me. You can email me at dyson@gmail.com or click on the link in the transcript. Or you can call me at 562-335-4956. Again, that is 562-335-4956. You can call, text, and most definitely leave voicemail, and I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours when you leave a message. That is, of course, the number one. I cannot leave or return any calls without knowing who it is and what's going on and what I can do for you. So please do so. If you have any special interest in any of the shows that have to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, and that are actually helping you to get healthy now in whichever way you need it, please do so, and I will see if I can do something, maybe even with a guest speaker. Or maybe if you are a pro at it, I might just want you on my show. Think about it. So for this, I'm going to leave you by saying have a fabulous week until next Thursday, the 25th of February at 11 a.m. with my next show. And just really enjoy life to its fullest. Give the best you can each and every day so you will never have any regrets. And know it's all about getting healthy. Body, mind, and finances in whichever way and whichever order you need it most. I'm here to help. I'm here to assist. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a fabulous day. And until next week, goodbye.